Zadanie trzecie.
Today we're talking to one of the architects involved in designing the High Line, an extremely popular park in New York. James, what makes the park unique?
The main difference from the other parks in New York is that it is an elevated structure which you can reach using steps, platforms and elevators. With its unexpected twists and turns, it looks very much like a ribbon that winds among high-rise buildings, stretching for more than a mile. The park was created on a former railroad track, which went out of use in 1982, and over the years fell into neglect and became overgrown with weeds and bushes. Many people wanted it demolished, but changing this elevated railroad into a park turned out to be a much better idea in the long run. Now, the extraordinary design attracts crowds of visitors who stroll along and watch the busy life of New York from up there.
How did the idea of transforming this neglected space into a park originate?
Well, when the railroad track fell into ruin, there were plans to pull it down and make room for new offices and residential buildings. But in 1999, two local people, Joshua David and Robert Hammond, came up with an idea for revitalizing the area. They set up the Friends of the High Line organization and started to campaign for the creation of the park. Many people living in this neighborhood joined in. What followed was a series of disputes and negotiations with skeptical property owners and the city authorities. Friends of the High Line also gained the support of many celebrities who signed their petition. The organization managed to raise funds, and finally in 2006, the decision was taken by the city mayor.
What were the most important aspects for architects to consider while working on this ambitious project?
There were lots of them. Preserving a slightly old-fashioned quality in an ever-evolving and modernizing city was a challenge we couldn't miss. Obviously, we wanted to give visitors the feeling that they have come across a unique place, a kind of a magic garden. But our primary goal was to ensure safety. We wanted every detail, from the paths and benches to lighting and water features, to make people feel secure and comfortable in this place. Another important task was choosing plants that can survive in this difficult environment. We have very thin soil, which gets very hot in summer and freezing cold in winter. That's why we needed to use very hardy and resistant plants and find ways to supply a sufficient amount of water and nutrients to them. The plants have been brought from the prairie or other difficult environments, and hopefully they'll survive.
Is there something you're particularly proud of?
There are several things. One of the greatest features is the paving, which has open joints, so when it rains, the water falls through them and is collected, stored, and then absorbed into the flower beds. We can demonstrate that about 85% of all the water that falls on the High Line stays on the High Line. We also hope that with all this greenery, there will be some carbon reduction. There's certainly a cooling effect with the shade the plants provide. All the materials are recyclable or come from sustainable sources. Overall, I think it's a very eco-friendly design.
Well, thanks a lot, James.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today we're talking to one of the architects involved in designing the High Line, an extremely popular park in New York. James, what makes the park unique?
The main difference from the other parks in New York is that it is an elevated structure which you can reach using steps, platforms and elevators. With its unexpected twists and turns, it looks very much like a ribbon that winds among high-rise buildings, stretching for more than a mile. The park was created on a former railroad track, which went out of use in 1982, and over the years fell into neglect and became overgrown with weeds and bushes. Many people wanted it demolished, but changing this elevated railroad into a park turned out to be a much better idea in the long run. Now, the extraordinary design attracts crowds of visitors who stroll along and watch the busy life of New York from up there.
How did the idea of transforming this neglected space into a park originate?
Well, when the railroad track fell into ruin, there were plans to pull it down and make room for new offices and residential buildings. But in 1999, two local people, Joshua David and Robert Hammond, came up with an idea for revitalizing the area. They set up the Friends of the High Line organization and started to campaign for the creation of the park. Many people living in this neighborhood joined in. What followed was a series of disputes and negotiations with skeptical property owners and the city authorities. Friends of the High Line also gained the support of many celebrities who signed their petition. The organization managed to raise funds, and finally in 2006, the decision was taken by the city mayor.
What were the most important aspects for architects to consider while working on this ambitious project?
There were lots of them. Preserving a slightly old-fashioned quality in an ever-evolving and modernizing city was a challenge we couldn't miss. Obviously, we wanted to give visitors the feeling that they have come across a unique place, a kind of a magic garden. But our primary goal was to ensure safety. We wanted every detail, from the paths and benches to lighting and water features, to make people feel secure and comfortable in this place. Another important task was choosing plants that can survive in this difficult environment. We have very thin soil, which gets very hot in summer and freezing cold in winter. That's why we needed to use very hardy and resistant plants and find ways to supply a sufficient amount of water and nutrients to them. The plants have been brought from the prairie or other difficult environments, and hopefully they'll survive.
Is there something you're particularly proud of?
There are several things. One of the greatest features is the paving, which has open joints, so when it rains, the water falls through them and is collected, stored, and then absorbed into the flower beds. We can demonstrate that about 85% of all the water that falls on the High Line stays on the High Line. We also hope that with all this greenery, there will be some carbon reduction. There's certainly a cooling effect with the shade the plants provide. All the materials are recyclable or come from sustainable sources. Overall, I think it's a very eco-friendly design.
Well, thanks a lot, James.